Hey, let's take a look at the next stage of the Rocket Dog series. Once your dog is able to sit up in position 3 times for 15 seconds each, with short rest pauses in between, and your dog can remain balanced in position even though you're moving the food that he's nibbling on, pushing on his body, dropping toys to distract him, etc., he's ready for Rocket Dog 2. In this stage, you'll move your dog through a series of progressively more unstable surfaces that'll make it more difficult for him to maintain his upright position, especially since he'll still be trying to gently offload his balance. This will work the core musculature even harder. Ideally, you should start with your dog sitting on a level but soft surface. An ottoman or a short stack of blankets works really well. Remember to keep your dog nibbling on a treat the whole time as you progress through different kinds of balance perturbations, just like you did when your dog was on a solid surface. Start by moving your dog's head as he follows the food, then apply pressure to your dog's chest, back, and front, and then add other challenges such as tapping your dog's feet, dropping a toy on the ground, etc. If your dog tries to cheat by grabbing your arm, just raise your arm higher or raise your elbow up so that your lower arm is positioned vertically, making it harder for your dog to grasp. Once your dog can stay in position for 15 seconds, 3 times with you working to off-balance him, you're ready to move him to hills. You don't need a hill with very much elevation initially. You can even use the edge of a drainage ditch. But if you can't find any hills in your area, then use a slanted board. Even a dog walk will do, as shown here. Each time you train this, face your dog in a different direction relative to the slant of the hill. The muscles that are facing uphill will be the ones that work the hardest. So when your dog is facing uphill, it works the ventral abdominal muscles. When facing downhill, it works the paraspinal muscles. And when your dog is facing sideways on a hill, it works the lateral abdominals that are on the upside of the hill. This dog is working his right lateral abdominal muscles. Working on a narrow plank like this does make it especially difficult. Don't forget to try to always work to gently offset your dog's balance, as you can see here. If your dog needs more support initially, you can put one hand on his lower back to help him feel more confident. But you should only need to do that during the first training session or two. The most difficult surface is an egg-shaped physio ball. Remember, don't progress to each new surface until your dog is able to stay in position for 15 seconds, 3 times, with short rests between, while all the time you're offloading his balance. For this stage, I prefer to use an egg-shaped physio ball rather than a peanut, because a peanut only rolls in 2 directions, whereas an egg-shaped physio ball has the potential to roll in 360 degrees, making it more difficult. But a peanut ball is a good second choice. Have the ball a bit soft, as that makes the surface a little less stable. Place the ball so that one pointed end is against a wall and the other is between your knees. Now have your dog sit up in position on the ball while you challenge his balance by moving the food around and applying pressure to his body. Once he can maintain position for 15 seconds, 3 times, you can start moving the ball back and forth with your knees, first using a regular rhythm and then an irregular one. Remember to have patience. This is a very, very difficult exercise, and most dogs take many months to get to this stage. Also, and I know I've said this before, but it bears repeating, don't do this exercise every day. Leave at least a day of rest between repetitions of this exercise to allow your dog's muscles time to recover.